Chapter 25. Jesse watched the street camera footage over and over and over again until it felt like his eyes were going to fall out of his head. A few men on the footage were about the correct height for Mr. Peepers, but none of them was right. There was a delivery man who matched Peepers' size perfectly, and if he wasn't African American, Jesse might have felt encouraged. Then there was the bearded little man in a raincoat. But he was far too stout to have been Peepers. He looked over his left shoulder at the wall clock. Healy would be by in less than an hour, and if Jesse couldn't find Peepers on the surveillance footage, he was screwed. He wasn't so much worried for himself. He'd always believed that if your number was up, your number was up, and that worrying about it was a waste of time and energy. The uncertainty of police work fosters a belief in fate. No, he was worried for Suit, Molly, Diana, even Healy. The only one likely to come out better for Healy going public with his suspicions was Jen. Jesse doubted Peepers would go after her once the drama of the wedding was past. Once she was Mrs. Hale Hunsicker more than she was the former Mrs. Jesse Stone, Peepers would have less incentive. "Alicia," he said, sticking his head through the office doorway, "get Suit in here pronto, lights and siren." Confused, she stared at her boss. Jesse had a strict rule against using the light bar and siren in town unless it was absolutely necessary. And even then, as she had heard from everybody else on the force, from Molly to Peter Perkins, you better not do it. But she didn't say a word to Jesse and got right on the radio to Suit. Less than 2 minutes later, Jesse heard Suit's siren cutting through the late morning quiet. 30 seconds after that, Luther Suitcase Simpson came rushing into Jesse's office, a semi-panicked look on his boyish face. He was breathing heavily. His attempts to slow his breathing were futile.
"What is it, Jesse?"
Jesse crooked his finger at Suit. "Come sit in my chair. Healy is going to be here soon, and I need your help." Suit tried to squelch a smile. He was as unsuccessful at it as he was at slowing his breathing. Suit lived for Jesse's approval. Jesse knew it. Suit knew Jesse knew it. Suit's need for Jesse's approval was what had gotten him shot by Mr. Peepers and what had started this whole mess to begin with. Both men understood as much, but neither talked about it. Jesse supposed he was as responsible as Suit because he had always been on Suit about taking the initiative. About doing for himself, about acting on his cop instincts instead of waiting for orders. And when he finally did what Jesse had urged him to do, it blew up in both of their faces. Suit sat in Jesse's chair and stared at the frozen image of the entrance to the building that had housed Gino Fish's offices. He showed Suit how to operate the video equipment. "I can't find him, Suit," Jesse said. "I know he's in here somewhere. But I didn't get as good a look at him as you did. You got a clearer view of him when you exchanged gunfire. I only saw a flash of his face and a few bad photos of him."
"I'm not sure I'd recognize him, Jesse. It all happened so fast, and then when I was hit..."
"I'm counting on you."
"But what if I can't find him? What if he's not there to be found?"
"He's there. You know it and I know it. He has to be there."
"But what if we can't prove it, Jesse?"
"You know what will happen if Healy goes public and other agencies start hunting for a gunman like Peepers?"
"He'll do what I said the other day. He'll disappear, and then he'll come for all of us. He'll come for me and Molly and Diana and you."
Suit got a sick look on his face. Jesse nodded. "You and me, Suit. That's who he wants to hurt most of all." Suit hung his head, fear welling up inside him. Fear not for himself, but for Elena. It occurred to him that he was vulnerable to Peepers in a way he hadn't been before.
"I won't see him coming, will I, Jesse?"
"None of us will."
"Then I'd better find him," Suit said, his voice strained.
Jesse put his hand on Suit's big shoulder. "You will. I have confidence in you." As Suit began searching through the surveillance footage, Jesse stepped out of his office and made some coffee for himself. Alicia was handling a lot of radio chatter, everyone calling in to see what the emergency was. Alicia, as she had done the other day during the storm, handled it like a pro.
Jesse needed to see Suit. No, he's my boss. He doesn't need to tell me why. Molly has the desk next shift. Jesse smiled to himself. Alicia was going to make a hell of a cop. He hoped that small-town policing would be enough to keep her interest, and that she could resist the siren song of big-city police work. Suddenly his mind drifted away from Alicia to thoughts of Diana. He didn't sweat the future very much, but he couldn't help wondering what their future held in store if he stayed chief in paradise. Diana made no bones about her distaste for small-town life. None of it would matter if they didn't stop peepers. Several people, including himself, wouldn't have a future if he slipped through Jesse's fingers this time. "Jesse! Jesse! I think I got him!" It was Suit, barreling down the hallway toward the conference room. "I got him!"